Yeah, we're good. We're just waiting for this damn snow to go. And I was in the excavator not yesterday, day before I think it was. And I cleaned all the snow from around the house, front of the house and stuff, and tidied all that up because I can't use my snow blower because the ground underneath is all thawed out and be firing chunks of ice and bits and pieces through it. So, and all I'd be doing then would be breaking shear bolts. So I cleaned it up with the excavator and so that it doesn't try and keep it dry anyway. So we'll have a load of tidying up to do once the snow goes, I think, as well. Oh dear, hello, the sun's coming out. We got a bit of sun coming through, Randy, back to you.
VE7SLZ.
I think I might use this opportunity to introduce myself at Victor Kilowatt 1, Juicy Tomato. G'day Randy and g'day the other station. VK1JT, Canberra, Australia.
Yeah, Victor Echo. Hang on, Victor Kilo 1. Kilo Tango, I think it was. Very good. I don't know what happened to Randy. Put it back to him, but he never turned up. Yeah, the name's Graham, this end. Golf Romeo Alpha Hotel Alpha Mike. And we're located about 18 miles south of a town called Melford in Saskatchewan. And we're about a two-hour and ten-minute drive from Saskatoon, which is south of us there. So as I say, the name's Graham, and the call sign is Victor Echo 5, Golf Whiskey, VK1, Kilo Tango, I think I've got it correct, from VE5GGW.
Yeah, Victor Echo 5, Golf Whiskey. It's a Victor Kilowatt 1 Juicy Tomato. Right, the little red cherry tomatoes that you get in the punnets. VK1JT. It's my initials. You can look me up on QRZ.com. And, yeah, I don't know where Randy went. I normally say hello to him every now and then when I'm passing through. But, we're in the middle of, we're coming into winter now. We're coming up now, past end of autumn. And it's getting colder and colder, but it was a beautiful day today, and it's been a very nice night this evening so far. Back to you.
VE5GGW. No problem. Find on the weather and where you are. Yeah, I know you normally have Christmas on the beach, don't you? So we're trying to get rid of our snow, damn stuff. You know, it's one of the complaints I've got about Canada. I don't mind the cold winters, but 6 months of winter is a bit too much there. you probably heard me complaining to Randy about the ice getting into the snow blower and having to tidy up outside with the about a 3-ton excavator I got. Bobcat, and trying to clear snow, etc. But the sun's trying to shine again today, and we're only hovering. I think we got a high of +1 today, temperature-wise. So VK1, Juliet Tango, the 5GGW, back to you.
VE5GGW, VK1JT. Well, anyway, mate, one of the things I've been playing with is getting back onto HF, in the sense at the moment I'm just looking at reception only. I had a little long wire stretched around the picture rail inside my living room, and that went down to the back of the radio just for receiving. But then I thought, oh, I've got a bit creative, so I got my fishing rod, and rather than threading it with line, I threaded it with a wire and dangled it as far out off the side of the apartment block and vertically down. So it's sort of like a top-fed L end-fed vertical. Works a damn sight better than the internal one. But I've got my tuner there. I'm going to see if I can load it up and maybe get a signal out of it. A bit of QRP. I've only got 5 watts to play with, but there's a little USDX, Uniform Sierra Delta X-ray. It's a little QRP rig off AliExpress. You should check it out. They're brilliant. Back to you.
Okay there, John. I just looked you up on QRZ. I got your name. So, fine on the getting onto HFM stuff. Likewise this end, last summer, I got a G5RV antenna. I had that up, and with the wind and blowing around it, you know, broke a couple of connectors. Where the ladder line goes up, and I took it down and I've repaired it, but tramping through all the snow and everything, that's another job that we have to do. I normally string it between the tower and one of the high fir trees we got out the back. So we got that to put back up, get back on HF, and I've got a 120-foot tower that I'm hoping to get up this year as well. It's been in the process for the last year or two, so I've sort of quit working to catch up on all the jobs that we have to do around the home QGH here. We got 160 acres here and sort of a hobby farm. Got horses and chickens and a few other bits and pieces. So that's what we are living in the middle of nowhere. So back to you there, John, from V5GGW. With a pause for Randy, if he's still kicking around.
Yeah, V5GGW, VK1JT. I would have loved to have owned a property out the back of Whoop somewhere with a lot of land. And what I wanted on mine, but in my ideal situation, I'd have actually some hills with an angle, sort of like some just gently sloping hills, about 20 degrees or 15 degrees. Might give you a good walk up it anyway, but not too strenuous. And I'd set up telegraph poles and just build a big rhombic and point one towards Europe, one towards the US if I've had the land and the right, topography. I've had the right topography, I can pull that off, but a rhombic, a full-size rhombic on 160 metres, what do you reckon? Back to you.
Yeah, roger, but do you have that land, or do you live in a town there, John, over?
I wish, mate. Maybe if I won lotto, I could do it, but unfortunately. No, about the closest I come to my dream, mate, is Canberra. It's about halfway to the Snowy Mountains, which is where I would have liked to have set up there, nice in the snow country, and big antenna farm, and lots of trees to hang wires from and that sort of thing. But DMR, D-Star, All-Star, and Droid Star, that's pretty much it for me. And just experiment. I've got some trees out in the front of the kitchen here, or in the back, behind the block here, so I can dangle myself out the kitchen window, sort of, and grab my fishing rod and throw a line out in any direction I want. I'm sort of getting the hang of that and giving that a crack. Back to you.
Roger. It's a quarter section, what they call a quarter section. It's half a mile by half a mile, which is, sort of 160 acres. And, Well, trying to get antennas up and do stuff. There's always something a little bit more important than the hobby sort of thing, you know. But hopefully this year we'll get round to sticking a few bits and pieces up vertical there. I do have a portable tower on a tandem trailer, which goes up to about 60-odd feet to the tower, and then a pole sticking out of it. And I have another tower alongside of it, which is the one that I want to take down. I put the mobile one up there just so that I can operate at the moment while I dismantle the other one. It's only a light tower. I want to take that down and put up this commercial one. But I want to make it a tilt-over tower so that I don't have to climb it, because I'm getting a little bit too long in the tooth there, John. I think I've got the name right. If I've got the name wrong, please correct me. But, I'm 73 years of age now. And even though I'm a fairly fit 73, maybe a little bit overweight, but we're hopefully a lot fitter than most. But anyway, so yeah, we got plans to do things this year, but whether we get round to it or not, because there's a lot of other things that are needed as well there. Back to you, John.
Yeah, roger, roger there, mate. VK1JT returning. I was going to say, mate, if you get a chance to get some telegraph poles, chief, just grab them. And what you can do is, like, if you want a simple dipole, what I would do is I'd grab five poles, and you set them up in, like, a cross, north, south, east, west, and then with one in the centre, and from that point there, you drive two dipoles, one facing east, one facing west, and you can sit there, select. You can even put a third one in, make it like a ring of them. But, with telegraph poles, and they're pretty high as well. They're about 35, 40 feet, maybe.
Roger, there's another amateur that lives north of us, and he more or less done that. I forget how long the wire was now. I was talking to him the other day on the dog and bone. And he was saying that he's got it up on telegraph poles, and he can tune the wire to whatever he wants, basically. But I think it's quite a long wire that he has on these telegraph poles. But yeah, there's lots of options of what to do and how to do it. But it's getting around to doing what you think you should do. But if I can get this tower up, I've got a beam that I can put up on the tower anyway, a HF beam, and that works, I think, 10, 40, 15 and 20 or something. I forget now what band it operates on, but so that will probably go up on the tower when I get it up. But I am Canadian, but not Canadian, originated out of England, southeast corner, Kent, and emigrated here 15 years ago. So we're living the dream there, John. Back to you.
Yeah, roger, roger there. Well, like they say, you can complain about the bad things in life and look at that side, or you can look at the bright side. And when I look at what I've got here, the fact that I live by myself, I answer to myself. My home is my man cave, is my ham shack. And it's pretty much what I wanted to do when I was a kid. And just have a place of my own and get to play radio and talk to interesting people and learn new stuff and share what I learn as well there and whatnot. So in that sense, yes. And I also discovered simplicity. I don't own a car, don't own a house, don't have credit cards, nothing like that. I don't even watch TV, mate. I haven't watched it now for about 3 years. As far as what's going on in the world, apart from the fact that it's gone to pot, I don't know much else. And that's about it. And I spend my time studying now. I get free university, so I've got a couple of other courses I think I might now. I might do two or three of them at once, just for the shits and giggles, because I've got the time. Back to you.
very interesting, very interesting. Yeah. Credit cards are okay if you use them to your advantage and not to theirs. But, well, if, you know, no bills, no nothing, just carry on with life. Yeah.